Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.
Never, never, never knew love would hurt this bad. The worst pain that I ever had.
Trey Songz and Heart Attack, 10 to 8 on East Coast Breakfast. And yeah, that obviously made headlines, KZN yesterday. The swearing in of the new KZN Premier, Sitle Sigalala, as well as a host of new faces in key positions. So joining us on the line right now, political analyst and academic Imran Bakas. Morning, Imran.
Good morning and thanks for having me.
No, lekker, good to have you here. Imran, can you give us your first impressions of Sitle Sigalala's new cabinet? Who's in? Who's out? Are there new faces?
Yeah, well, I think the important thing to remember is that Sigalala had a number of factors to balance. Mm-hmm. These included experience, youth, gender, and I think not surprisingly fostering unity in the context of the factional battles in KZN. And it was quite clear that he accommodated a number of the youth leaders who historically had been close to him and had supported his ascendancy. Mm. He did well, I think, to maintain people like Kaunda, now in transport. And he's brought in some new names like Sipho Hlomuka at COFDA, Kwazim Shengu in education. Mm-hmm. He's a notable one to watch because he was the chair of the ANC Youth League. Mm. In terms of gender, I think really impressive that he's brought in a large number of women to the cabinet. Bongi Sithole Moloi in agriculture, the speaker, Boyce, I think is also an impressive choice. He has Shengiwe as a young, powerful leader, and a former spin doctor, Simelane Zulu, as the MEC for health. And if one talks about the factional battles in the ANC that he's had to accommodate, he's had to bring in people like Irene Gonyani, who I think was marginalized in the factional battle in the last cabinet. Mm. There have been some critiques about her competence, but I think it was no surprise that Sigalala brought her in. Mm. In terms of minorities, which I think is another factor, I was particularly pleased to see someone like Ravi Pillay come back. And I think that was an important signal in terms of accommodating minorities. Mm-hmm. But a person like Pillay, I think, earned his stripes in the mainstream of the ANC and distinguished himself as a safe pair of hands with the ANC since 2011.
Now, Imran, the biggest problem in South Africa is, I guess, corruption when it comes to these parties and the government. And there seems to be a directive from President Ramaphosa to stamp out corruption. Do you think Sitle Sigalala will have his hands full in KZN?
Oh, no, absolutely. And I think he has to be acting in tandem with Ramaphosa. And if one looked at his speech closely yesterday, there were a number of warnings to business forums, to corrupt officials. I think the context we find ourselves in, like you alluded to, is that corruption is the greatest threat to our democracy. Mm. And Sitle Sigalala will have to focus on what Ramaphosa has been talking about, and that's about enabling a capable state. And we certainly can't enable a capable state with corruption all around. So I think corruption will be a huge focus for the Premier.
And then I was just wondering, Imran, in regards to eThekwini Mayor Zandile Gumede, do you have any idea what Sitle Sigalala's stance is on this, the whole situation?
Well, you know, that's going to be a really difficult one for him. Pressure is building on Mayor Gumede. We also have to bear in mind that she's really powerful in eThekwini. Mm. So there would be concerns about the fight back. But I think the region will have to manage it primarily and will have to report to the province. And eventually, and hopefully I would say, she could be asked to step aside by the provincial ANC. Mm. But it's certainly going to be a really difficult one for the Premier.
It's going to be a tough one. You know, Imran, we do know that in South Africa we kind of have two ANC voices, and you have, and here in KZN the voices are split even more than everywhere else because this is Zuma's home. So you've got the Zuma crowd who will be shouting, "We want new unity," and you have the new crowd who say, "No, we want accountability." And that was kind of like the dog whistle for me when I heard his speech yesterday, calling for unity. You're asking for more forgiveness than you are accountability. So with that in mind, what do you think Sitle Sigalala's first mandate will be?
Well, I think, you know, corruption is going to be really high up on his agenda. But I think even in the context of us talking about how do we reconcile these two factions in terms of unity, there is, I think, a tendency in politics, you know, politics is about power. So I think increasingly there's a tendency to gravitate towards power. And power now resides with the so-called Ramaphosa faction. And I think we're going to start to see people who had historically gravitated towards Zuma starting to be marginalized and I think starting to get pushed to the periphery. Radical economic transformation, I think, would be high up in terms of a mandate. Focusing on poverty and unemployment, particularly amongst young people, I would think would also be amongst his first priorities. And I think impressively he spoke also about political violence in the province. We know historically that this is the province with the largest amount of political violence. And he would have to be dealing with it. And I think it was impressive that he spoke about implementing recommendations that have come from the Morani Commission.
All right. Thank you for talking to us, Imran Bakas. And yes, our new KZN Premier, Sihle Zikalala. Can we say this unanimously? We are watching.
Yeah.
Yes.
South Africa's number one breakfast show.
According to the Liberty Radio Awards 2019.
East Coast Breakfast.